You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions asked by you, the listeners. And the panel this week is made up of Ian Salmon, Mike Kearney, Grace Maley, and Josh Sexton, who is also producing. The questions have come from a mix of the Facebook subscribers group and the Twitter, largely because Josh was afraid the Facebook subscribers group would be too slow to reply, so we also put it out on the Twitter. So now we're just getting questions from everywhere. Fuck's sake, Josh. So, let's get started with a good question. And I'm going to go with this. I like it. It's a good one. From Nick Bridgman. And this one is from the subscribers group. And he said, I was at a stag do last weekend where the Liverpool supporting groom was made to take the Anfield Stadium tour and then walk all the way back into town in a full Everton kit. What's your most embarrassing football-related moment? So your most embarrassing football-related moment. Mike, I imagine it was when you met Mo Salah and, you know, they weren't as sort of famous as you. That must have been quite cringe, really.
It's something similar, you know. I went to St.
Wait,
Vincent's.
Do you mean to the stag do or no, to Mo Salah not being as famous as you?
No, to the stag do. I'm just a humble guy, Adam.
Sure.
It was years ago in school. I went to St. Vincent's in West Derby, which is a school for visually impaired people, and it takes in people from all around the country because it's like there was boarding bits of it, so people stayed. And one of my best mates was from just outside. Like, it wasn't that far away, but he stayed with Burnley, and he was a Man United fan. And we'd say, like, from year seven onwards, it would be like, if Liverpool won, he had to win a Liverpool kit. If United won, I had to wear a United kit. And I didn't wear the United shirt for donkeys, like proper ages, because Danny Murphy went on a mad run. I just scored every year. And I was loving it. I was going, I kept saying to him, "You sure? Do you want to do the bet again, or do you want to cancel it and leave it now?" And he got his luck back one year. And he brought it in, and it was a day where Liverpool coaches were in. I was like, oh my God. I'm not wearing that United top at all. But I was like, I've got to wear it because I've made him do it for years, and I'm not one to not pay up on my bets. So unfortunately, I had to wear a Vodafone Man United top when Liverpool let me down in front of footy coaches and that. Played boss on that, so it was still all right.